So to my mind, I'm like, 100,000, maybe that's too small. Maybe I should make it bigger. But then I started thinking, and to the God point of it, the reason that I had 100,000 was because I heard someone say, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's out of Hebrews, you know, Hebrews. Mm-hmm. But if you're not hoping for anything, you don't have to have faith.
You're listening to the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnielle J. Harmon. If you're ready for high-level conversations that position and prepare you to move your company, cash flow, and connection to and beyond the $1 million mark, let's get this party started. This episode is powered by Take Your First Trade, The Challenge by Terry Igioma. Listen, if you've ever wanted to know the stock market for yourself, even if you have a financial advisor, even if someone else is managing your investment portfolio, now is the time to gain an understanding for yourself so that you can leverage it to make more millions move. Go grab your seat for the challenge today at tradeandtravel.com/Dr. Darnielle. Y'all, I am so excited to bring you this conversation that I have for you today. I literally, the whole first 20 minutes or so inside of this conversation, felt the presence and the spirit of God resting on my body. I was an ice cube. I was literally freezing cold, which is an indication to me that the Holy Spirit is present. I'm excited for you because I'm about to introduce you to the woman who has single-handedly helped me to think bigger, play bigger, demand bigger, receive bigger, and leverage God bigger, Terry Igioma. She is a powerful soul, and I'm so excited that I get to share her with you today. Terry Igioma began her professional career working in education and nonprofits. When she started trading stocks 13 years ago, she initially saw it as an opportunity just to supplement her income. However, she was so successful with this side hustle that in 2017, she decided to quit her job, travel the world, and began trading full time. While traveling, Terry was constantly asked to show others how she was successfully trading in the stock market. She set up and taught her first class in Thailand, her second in Vietnam, and had a fully fledged curriculum created by the time she returned to the United States. Terry now offers an online curriculum that shares her investing strategies with people all over the world. She also partners with organizations and companies to train and empower individuals to achieve financial freedom and build wealth through investing. Terry received her bachelor's degree in management science from MIT and her master's in media and communication from Dallas Theological Seminary. She was named 2018 Entrepreneur of the Year by the National Black MBA Association and was the grand champion of Teachable's 2019 Creator Challenge. Listen, this conversation is going to shift you in ways that I cannot even begin to enunciate for you. So grab your pen and your Move to Millions podcast notebook. You might want to have some water for this one. And let's jump into my conversation with Terry Igioma. Terry Igioma, I am so excited to welcome you to the Move to Millions podcast. How are you today?
I am fantastic today. And I'm saying that because I recently got over a cold and I'm talking to you. Just all the things are working out for our good. I'm so good today.
Awesome. And you look amazing. The people that will be able to see the video version of this conversation will co-sign on that, I am sure. Before we jump in, take just a quick moment and in your own words, who is Terry Igioma?
Terry is a woman of God that has been led by God her whole life and is now serving God through helping people with their financial journey and investing. I am a woman who used to be an educator and also used to be in ministry full time. I was a young adult pastor and a youth pastor and left my job in education to start traveling around the world and was affording it by trading stocks. Little did I know that I'd be back in education because people would start asking me to teach them how to do it. How do you afford to trade, or excuse me, afford to travel using trading? So I started a course, Trade and Travel, and yeah, just started teaching people all over the world. So that's who I am.
Awesome. I love all of that. And especially because I say the same thing all the time. I think if teachers made more money, I probably would have studied education right out of the gate. Right. But they just don't make enough money. journey for me. And it, which is sad, by the way, like I'm not excited about that, but I always wanted to be a teacher. I love being able to teach. And it's a skill set that not everyone has. And so for those of us who have the skill set and are able to teach something that is really life transformational. And I love that you're doing this in service to God. That speaks to my heart on so many different levels. A fellow God girl. And so just being able to watch you do what it is that you do, it inspires me to no end. And I don't know if I've ever told you this, Terry. So I'm gonna tell you right now for the whole world to hear. What I love the most about you is how big you think and how big you play. I have a feeling that you don't even think that there's anything big about what you do. It's just because your God is so big. But the way it shows up for other people is it's huge. And you're so, what's the word? The word that's popping in is flippant. And I don't mean that negatively. Like it's not a big deal to you to think as big as you think and to encourage people to play bigger. Like whenever I'm in your space, you just naturally stretch me naturally. And I'm like, how does she do that? Like, I'm grateful that you do it. I'm so grateful. That's why I'm like, whenever I can get a moment with you, I'm like, I just want to be in her orbit because I know that being in her orbit is going to make me think bigger. It's going to make me play bigger. And I just want to thank you for that because I don't think everybody can do that. And to be a God girl who does that. And one would think that as a God girl, you should do that. But I know, you know, just like I know, there are a lot of God girls out there who are playing small that don't believe in the bigness of God. And so I just honor you for showing up and holding that space for me and the thousands of people that have taken your course and have experienced that bigness energy that you bring to the table. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. You know what? I believe that. You're right. I don't realize how big I think until later it's pointed out. Like even with this challenge coming up, the Take Your First Trade Challenge, what it came from, at least this year's goal, I want to teach 100,000 people how to invest. To me, I thought that goal wasn't that big because I saw Jamie Kern Lima. She just had 259,000 people on her big event. And then I saw Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi. They have 1 million people on their events. So to my mind, I'm like 100,000. Maybe that's too small. Maybe I should make it bigger. But then I started thinking, and to the God point of it, the reason that I had 100,000 was because I heard someone say, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's out of Hebrews, you know, Hebrews 11. Mm-hmm. But if you're not hoping for anything, you don't have to have faith.
Oh, Terry. Okay, hold on. You got to stop. If you love the Move to Millions podcast and the Move to Millions book is blowing your mind, then you have got to join us for Move to Millions Live. All the details are waiting for you to secure your seat at movetomillionsevent.com. Do you want to learn how to invest in the stock market? Join Take Your First Trade Live with Terry E.G. Onwa and 5 powerful speakers, including yours truly. If you have been overwhelmed at the thought or procrastinating and you know you want to diversify how you build wealth for your future generations, it's time to take your very first trade. Join us now at tradeandtravel.com/Dr. Darn Yell. The way my body is feeling, and like, I'm one big ice ball right now. Say that one more time.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. But if you're not hoping for anything, you don't have faith. Mm. And then to go a step further, a little further down in Hebrews, it says, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. So that means that without hope, it's impossible to please God. And so for me, I was like, Terry, right now you're not hoping for anything. So for example, anything that I wanted, I could go and buy it because now the Lord has blessed me so I could just buy it out of my income. Or if I wanted to do something, okay, well, I just put a plan together and go do it. I got to a point where I wasn't hoping for anything. And God convicted me like, well, Terry, if you're not hoping for anything, you don't have faith. So then I started putting down, okay, what am I hoping for in my personal life? What am I hoping for in my professional life? And in my professional life, I said, okay, well, I want to teach some people how to invest. And then I started thinking through, well, what does that look like in numbers? And I said, well, maybe I can do, you know, 1,000 people a month. That's 10,000. But then I said, but that doesn't take God. That doesn't take God-sized faith. I could do that. So then I said, okay, well, let's push it to 100,000 people. I want to teach 100,000 people how to invest. And then at first it was, okay, I want to do 100,000 people in a year. And then it was like, but that still doesn't take God, because I can just work and get that and make it happen. But now I want to teach 100,000 people how to invest in 5 days.
Now that
makes me feel like, okay, God, I can't do that without you. And then I started visualizing, because even with that, 100,000 still didn't seem big. Then I started visualizing what that meant. And I said, well, when you talked at InvestFest, it was a stadium full of people, and that was 10,000 people. You're trying to teach 10 times that stadium. It's bigger than InvestFest. Then I thought about Woman Evolve. Dr. Sarah, I say Dr. Sarah Jakes, but Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts, she had 35,000 and it filled a baseball field. And I said, Terry, you're trying to teach 3 times the size of a baseball field. Now I'm realizing how big it is.
But here's what I love about that. I love that, first of all, the hindsight of it and the practicality of it. Because 100,000 to me in 5 days is immediately big. Like when I heard you say that, I literally had to grab my wig from blowing off. Like, I'm like, this girl, like, I love that about you. And you help me to think bigger just by being you, who has this, your faith is so beautiful, Terry. Like it is pure. It is innocent. It is, I am too dumb to doubt that this could not happen, because the word says faith and hope. And I'm just doing what the word says. Like it's so simple and it's so practical and it is so awe-inspiring at the same time, because you're right. You know, 100,000 in a year, we don't need God for that. You're even having me rethink the goals that I have, even for my live event that's coming up in 2 months. I'm like, Darnielle, you ain't thinking, you could do that in and of your own strength. Right, give God something to bless.
Yes.
Right. Like, I love that. I don't, I mean, I don't even know where to go from here. I just want to sit in the significance.
Being such a big God.
Girl, I just want to sit in the significance of who God is and how he is showing up in you in this moment for me. And not even to mention all of the other people that are going to be blessed by this conversation and explore the bigness of God. And I loved when you said, that doesn't take God. Like, so the question I wrote down is, what is the goal that takes God? Yes. Because if it's the goal that just takes Darnielle and the people on my team, we, not only are we not playing big enough, but there's such a margin of error of actually being able to accomplish it. But if I require that God show up fully for the goal, so, and we can break this down, so we can go into, when you delight yourself in the Lord, he gives you the desires in your heart. So the desire to do $100,000 was not your original construct. I mean, 100,000 people. It wasn't your original construct. It was God's from the beginning. And then you, in faith and hope, leaned into what God said and began to activate that thing to give God something to bless. Wow. So what I know that I don't even know that you know that I know, but I know that for this challenge, because I'm a speaker, thank you, by the way, for offering me the opportunity to be on your platform. I am so honored. I know you have 153 people who are all out here championing this challenge along with you. And even when I did the math, I was like, okay, 100,000 by 100. That's like everybody getting like 7,000 people is 100,000. Like, it's not even not doable.
Right.
And what I love about it,
I'm like, it's not that big.
It's not that big, but it is so big. I think that the way that we take the bigness of God and break it down so that our fear doesn't keep us from playing is we find a way to bite-size it. So it starts out as this big, arduous thing, right? And then we break it down into little pieces. We back into it and we realize that with God's strength, with because he still have to get you the connections to the people that are going to show up fully on behalf of this for you in order to produce the result, right? So there is still a role that God gets to play after placing that first thought in you that there needs to be at minimum 100,000 people in 5 days.
And you know what I'm excited for? I'm excited for God to show up in ways that I didn't even think of myself. So for example, I've been able to think of, okay, if I have these 10 people and they bring in 10,000 people each, then that gets us to 100,000. And each of them, and to me, I'm like, well, each of them has 700,000, a million people in their audience. Mm-hmm. It will definitely happen. But now, 3 weeks till the event, I'm getting a little nervous. Like, well, maybe, Lord, should I decrease the amount, because I haven't seen it come in yet. And God's like, no. Like, watch me work. Allow me to get the glory. So now prayer is, okay, God, I want you, like, I want you to get the glory. Get glory for yourself in this. Whatever you do, I want to just see your glory. I'm stepping to the side because, God, this is now your event for your glory. Raise Lazarus, Lord, because it's for your glory. Part the sea because it's for your glory. Yes. Let the rocks cry out because it's for your glory. Bring the people because it's for your glory.
I love all of it. I'm still one big ice cube. Like, I'm just the biggest chill possible because I see it. I see it. And you know you have to see it so that you get to see it, so that you get to experience it. And what I hear, and I want to pull out for our listeners, is the spirit of surrender and the significance of surrender. So you caught the vision, you did the work to plan out the vision, you gave God something to bless, and then you have to take your hands off of it so that he can get his glory, because he is in it for the won't he do it. Like that's the whole thing. And the amount of people who will be led to seek him for themselves because you endeavored to teach them how to invest in the stock market. So something that is unrelated to, but fully related to how God sees us and how he wants us to have money, right? We know 2,300 times in the Bible, God talks about wealth, money, and possessions. We are not to be absent from access to wealth. That is our birthright. That is the reason that Jesus came and endured so that we might experience wealth and abundance. And you have found a way, and we're going to get into your story in a minute about how you learned to trade and what you are, how you are doing in days, like all of that. We'll get into that in a second. This literally is a manifestation of what it is that God desires for us. That's what I feel in my spirit. And that's why I can see it. And I hear 1 Corinthians 2:9, your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, neither has it entered into your mind. Yes, you said 100. I believe there will be more. I believe exceeding and abundant above all you could ever ask, think, or imagine, right? The highest form of value is imagination. And you have already imagined that thing all the way out. I remember the little diagram you drew of how we get to the 100,000, right? I remember you imagined that thing. And now you are removing yourself from it so that God can do it. And I just, those of you who are listening, I just hope that you are taking copious notes on the steps between the steps of what we're talking about, that you will be able to bear witness to in just 3 weeks from the date of this interview airing. Like, you're going to be able to, you should be there. We're going to put all the links in the show notes. You'll hear the commercials throughout this episode because you need to be there. Even if you have a financial advisor or a financial planner that has a portfolio that they are managing for you, you need the skill for yourself.
Yes.
And this is the opportunity that is going to be afforded to you for such a nominal investment. The possible return on that investment is ridiculous. So Terry, you're in the school system, and walk us through, like, you start to get burnout, frustrated. Like, what led you to day trading? Like, tell us everything. Like, how did it start?
Well, and before we go there, I do want to just circle back real quick to how I feel in this season, because I feel like that's something that people don't talk about either. Like, you make these big, huge, God-sized goals. You're relying on the Lord. I feel terrified, to be completely honest with you. And it's one of those things of like, Lord, daily I have to kill my flesh and surrender to you, God, because in my flesh, I'm scared that this won't happen. In my flesh, I'm thinking like, man, like, should I lower the goal? In my flesh, I'm thinking, dang, people haven't started, you know, advertising yet. Will this happen? But then in my mind, I know from the comfort of the Holy Spirit, God's got this. Mm-hmm. So Terry, shut up, let that go. God's got this. You do the things that you can do, but then God's got this. And then I think to myself, well, what if 100,000 people don't show up? You also don't know why God is having you go for this goal, because there might be one person in this audience that shows up in a way that you would never have imagined. There might be a different kind of setup. You know, we never know what God actually has us go for goals for and what he will actually present. Mm-hmm. But he just told us to be obedient. So it's like, okay, be obedient, do what the Lord has asked you to do. And then we will see what God, and I agree with you and surrender and accept, Lord, there will be more than 100,000.
Yeah. It's already done. It's so already done. Like, it's just, there is no doubt in my mind, not one doubt. And so if I need to hold that space for you while you and your humanness are terrified, I will happily do that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not terrified. Like, I'm fully convinced in my own mind.
Right.
That this is what it is. Yeah. Are you ready for Move to Millions Live 2024? Well, registration is now open. It is going down May 22nd through the 24th, just outside of Washington, D.C. You have to be there if you have millions on your mind. If you think the book was something, wait until you get into proximity to your next level. The conversations, the clarity, the collaborations, and the community that is going to get you to and beyond the $1 million mark is waiting for you now. Go grab your seat at movetomillionsevent.com. Have you gotten your seat for the Take Your First Trade Challenge yet? What are you waiting for? This is your opportunity to learn how to make millions move with Terry Igioma and our powerful 5 speakers, including yours truly. Go right now to tradeandtravel.com/Dr. Darnielle to secure your seat so that you can start trading your way towards a financial legacy that will make millions move.
And it is true. When you get with your sisters and they're like, actually, don't forget who God is. And it's like, okay, never mind. The fear has gone away. But there is a stretching, which I actually am enjoying in this moment, because I haven't been hoping. I told you before, I hadn't been hoping for anything. So now, like, to be reintroduced to this hope again, it's kind of like, oh, this is what it feels like to hope for something bigger than yourself, to have to rely on the Lord in a different kind of way. I haven't had that in a while. This is what that feels like, to go to that next level and not to be comfortable at your level.
Yeah.
But then you asked me about like how we got here.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to back into the story for everyone. They're going to come and they're going to participate in the challenge, but let's give them a little backstory.
So how we got here, I actually was in education for 10 years. And my last job in education was assistant principal of an elementary school. But y'all, I was literally going to work and crying in the bathroom every day. Me and the other assistant principal, by the way, we took turns crying in the bathroom. Like, I would see her come out with red puffy eyes and then I would take my turn in there. And it was all kinds of toxic craziness. It was the walls in the school were super thin. So I actually heard them one time talking about me in a negative way. You know, like you hear stuff and you're like, that's not even true. I could even say that. But I'm hearing that the administration giving us crazy goals that we couldn't meet, dealing with kids and families. This one kid literally almost hit my head with a stapler. He hit another kid. And then they told him, come sit in my office. But you can't actually say anything, because then you go to the parent, and I got in trouble because I told the parent, you should be. I didn't say it like this, but I said something to the effect of, get your child. She was yelling at us, came in here yelling because we wanted to have the kids sit out a day. She yelling at us. Your kid just threw a stapler at another kid's head, but we the ones in trouble. I told her about herself. And of course, I got written up. But anyway, I digress. I left the school and started traveling, and I was affording it from trading stocks. Now, you might ask, how did I learn about trading stocks? I learned in high school how to trade, or about the stock market. I went to the Chicago Stock Exchange. And then in college, I went to MIT and I interned at Morgan Stanley. So I had been around stocks and money for a little while, but I didn't start trading for myself until 2010, when there was a housing crash and the stock market crashed. So about 14 years ago, I started trading, but I was just doing it for fun and as a hobby and a side hustle. So when I did leave the school, because stapler, kids, I'm getting written up. I could start
the writing was on the wall.
I could afford my lifestyle. And then people started asking me to teach them.
Nice. And now I know, well, let me ask you this way. What is the most that you have made in a day?
I've made over $1 million. So like $1.4 million. And it actually was 1.8, but I took profit a little bit and then took some more profit another day. So yeah, like $1.8 million in a day. That one was trading Amazon. Since then, I've done some other ones, mainly Amazon, but I'm most proud right now of a trade I'm doing in Disney for my foundation, the Terry Gioma Foundation. We just went over $1 million right now, and we'll be able to do that in ministry or use that money in ministry.
Nice. Oh, I love that. I love that. And I love it so much for a myriad of reasons, right? There's a lot of people who, you know, in our community, move to millions, their goal is to get to the $1 million mark in a year. And so the belief barrier that we just broke, you saying $1.8 million in a day, right? I love the principle of learning how to collapse time. And that's why I'm so excited about the challenge. I'm participating. I've got a whole portfolio. We have done really well. I have Amazon. I have Microsoft. I became a millionaire trading Microsoft back in the day. But I don't do it for myself. I have, you know, my brother manages my stock portfolio. And so I'm signing up myself. I know I'm a speaker and I probably even get a free seat, but I'm still signing up because I'm sowing into what I believe.
Yes.
And so I'm signing up. I told all my team, I want them to all go. I'm paying for them to participate in the challenge because I want them to learn too. And we're going to learn how to take our first trade on our own to be able to get some because I can money, some retirement money, some vacation and Bali money, whatever kind of money we want. We're going to learn how to get it because I think it's such an important skill to be able to have to know how to make money move whenever you desire it to move. Right.
Yes.
And so.
Well, I was going to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but the S&P 500 went up 24% last year, and a lot of us missed it. Like, it's tax time right now, and we're looking at our documents, and our interest in return was $14, you know, something small, and it wasn't 24%. So even in this 5 days, we're going to teach you how to invest in that S&P 500 or the overall indexes. And that way, even at a basis, you'll start making some good return. And then we can keep going to the stocks and doing it even deeper. But you got to start somewhere. I agree with you.
I just think it's important. Like, I think about, you know, being God girls and understanding that we are to experience wealth. And there's more than one way, right? And what I love about understanding the stock market and being able to trade is that you get out of what most of us grew up believing, that your money comes from your effort, that you have to work hard in order to earn. And I believe that this turns that theory on its head because it's not really hard work that's involved. It's, you know what I mean? It's an entirely different skill set that you're exercising that can produce wealth, which shifts that paradigm and stops you from thinking that you have to exchange effort for money.
That was one of my students. That was the blessing that he taught me. His hourly wage, he worked at UPS, was $10 an hour. And he would have to go and lift these heavy boxes and load the trucks. And he told me, Terry, every time I trade, he wasn't trading with a big account, but every time he traded, every time he made $10, that was an hour that he didn't have to work on the truck. And he was doing a lot of hours of overtime. So just if he could make $50, that meant a day where he didn't have to do overtime on the truck, he could go home to his son. And so when we start thinking about it, that like we're actually, we literally are trading time for money, or what do we, time for money or money for time. Yeah. We're allowing ourselves to have more time and freedom by learning a way to generate more income with our income.
Yeah. And I know for you, it was important that you be able to get out and see the world.
Girl, honestly, the biggest thing, it was important for me not to have a boss. That literally, part of it was seeing the world, but part of it was not having the anxiety of looking at my email each day and wondering, what's she going to say now? Or what is he going to say now? Or what is the one thing that I didn't do out of the 10 things that I did right? What's the one thing I did wrong that they're going to harp on today? That was step one, having peace of mind. Yeah. Then step two was, yes, I was afraid to pass away and not see the world. That actually has been some of the biggest joy in my life, has been able to see the world. And I could afford it by trading stocks.
Yeah. And which place has blown your mind the most so far? Because I know you're not done, but
I'm not done. One of my favorite cities is Dubai. I just love the futuristicness of it. I guess they're on that dream big, and I'm on a dream big level. So they're like, oh, you can have robots bringing you everything. Okay, let's do that. We're going to be the first. I also really love Tel Aviv. It was my favorite place. It surprised me. It was a mix to me of like Miami and Chicago, because it was on the water. It had high rises. It's in Israel, though. So I'm thinking that I'm going to see Jesus walking and old stuff. Right. And
or at least his cousin. Like somebody. Yeah.
But everything was so fresh. Like I could tell why the Lord loves Israel, because everything was so fresh. The produce, and it was beautiful. The people were nice. Like it was a good place. I just really enjoyed it.
Nice. And where are you going next?
Next, I got to get to India. I haven't been to India yet, so I would love to go there. I went to Zanzibar for the first time, so I've been back to Africa. My dad and I want to do a trip. Like I have 10 brothers and sisters on my dad's side.
So I didn't know that.
Yep, whole bunch of Igiomas running around. But you know what? He got that from his dad, because my grandfather had 43 kids, 8 wives, 43 kids.
Oh my Jesus. Wow.
Girl, my uncles and aunts are my age and younger. I'm like, why, grandfather? Why? But anyway, yeah, we were trying to plan a daddy-daughter trip. So next place will be wherever. My sisters want to go, and my dad.
Okay.
So that'll be the next place too.
Nice. I love it. When you think about people who haven't traded yet, what would you say are some of the biggest reasons why they haven't even started looking at the stock market as an option?
A lot of people feel like it's going to be too hard. So they just don't even start, because they think that it's for someone who's smarter than them or knows more math, and they just think it's going to be hard. But honestly, it's pressing a couple buttons. And with the indexes, like the overall S&P 500, those usually average like 8 to 10%. So pressing a button and investing in the S&P 500 takes you 10 minutes. You know, or 5 days for us, because we're going to walk you through all the steps. You need some knowledge first, but the actual act of it doesn't take a long time. And then that's something that you can either decide to keep for a long time, or you can use it for income like I do. And if it goes up, we may take a little profit, use it for something. Gotcha. But I think that's one. They think it's too hard. Another reason they think that they don't have enough money. Like, oh, but that's for the people that have a lot of money. You can actually get started with $500. So that's not true. Honestly, you can get started with less, but I think 500 for me is the lowest. If you're actively trading, I say 2000 is a good spot to invest. Then we have to say people think it's a gamble. Oh, but that's gambling. It's too risky. I don't want to lose everything. Yes, any investment you have the ability to lose, But I do mm-hmm. think there's some ways to put in some protection. So not even I think there are ways to put in some protection, do risk management. Like there's orders that you can put in that if the stock comes down, it'll get you out of the trade. Those kind mm-hmm. of things. Even thinking about how many shares you invest. If you have mm-hmm. 10 shares, then you can only lose a certain amount, right? Like you yeah. can, there's ways to calculate it.
Absolutely.
Those are some of the things. So those are some of the big myths.
Do you want to learn how to invest in the stock market? Join Take Your First Trade Live with Terry E.G. Onwuma and five powerful speakers, including yours truly. If you have been overwhelmed at the thought or procrastinating and you know you want to diversify how you build wealth for your future generations, it's time to take your very first trade. Join us now at tradeandtravel.com/Dr. Darn Yell.
I agree. That would have been my list if I was thinking about it. I think the biggest one is it's too hard. Like, or maybe another one that we didn't say might be it takes a lot of time.
Yes. Yes. Right. A lot of people think about time, but there are ways to invest in things that you can let sit for a little bit longer. And and a trade is anything less than a year. So even if you bought something down and let it sit for 6 months or 9 months, you're still an active investor. You're still a trader. People don't understand that.
I'm excited. I'm excited about all of the people learning how to demystify some of the myths that are keeping them from being able to have this as a powerful way to generate revenue that won't require their efforts.
You know what?
I'm all for. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Finish your thought. You said you were all for.
Yeah, I'm all for making money without having to sweat, right? The Bible calls it sweatless victories. I'm all for that. And so I get excited. You know, there's so many people who are operating under or attempting to get to the 7 revenue streams. And I do believe that there's something to it. But I think oftentimes the way that they're going about it is all wrong. Like, I don't believe that you should try to have 7 active revenue streams all at the same time. You build them one at a time. You get some mastery going so that it starts to work on its own. And then you add the next one. And I see this as being a great way to add the next one, to be able to add it to that portfolio of overall wealth that's coming in at your own level of comfort and experience. I'm excited about everything that we're going to learn over the 5 days so that we can really make an informed decision of how we should get started. So that's going to be good. What were you going to say?
I was in a conversation just recently and we were talking about Black women and how Black women are killing the game and they're the cream of the crop. And I think many of us, we've been working on all the baby steps. So we paid off our debt. Maybe we had a student loan and we started paying that off. And now we're at a place where we're starting to have an account with more income in it. And we're wondering, well, what do we do with it? And up until now, we might have heard like, well, go buy a house or get rental property. That was the way that we were investing. But that actually takes a lot of capital up front.
It does.
Your rent that you collect each month is not that high. So it takes a bit of time to get your money back. Investing in the stock market, because all of this is still investing, but investing in the stock market is a way to still have access to your cash. So if you sell something, you can get your cash back faster and it still make money. So I think that's something that's interesting. And then I also think with Black women, a lot of us think that, oh, if we just give our money to a financial advisor, that, oh, well, they got it. Like we, both of us are members of the Bo Collective. And I heard that a lot from a lot of the ladies, like, oh, well, I gave my money to a financial advisor and they're taking care of it. But then when we go to have conversations with the financial advisor about, well, how is my portfolio doing? We're not educated enough to understand what they're talking about.
Right.
Because then it's like, oh, well, I think they're doing a good job for me. Well, how do you know? Well, they haven't lost anything, but haven't lost anything versus the market made 24% is still very different conversations. I had a conversation with my financial advisor recently, and I told him, you're underperforming. You're making 6% return and the market made 20%. Something is wrong. They actually looked through their books. They had some paperwork that was done wrong and they had $60,000 that I was supposed to make that I didn't make because they didn't do the paperwork right.
Oh, wow.
But it's that knowledge that I was able to say something is off. Even being able to have that combo.
Yeah. I mean, I say the same thing in business with marketing. We run into clients every single day. They hate marketing. They don't want to market, or they hate sales. They don't want to sell. They just want to hire people to do that for them. And I'm like, sure. But before you hire a person, make sure you understand it. So yes. You can even evaluate, are they getting good results for you? Because you don't want to just take at somebody at face value for what it is that they're doing. That's what I'm excited about. Cause yeah, I'm like many of the women you were just describing. I've had a financial advisor since I was 22 years old, right? As soon as I started making money, I started having someone help me to manage it. And I never took the time. I know some things, but I never took the time to really understand the stock market, which is why I said I'm participating for myself, because I want to get my own little account at one of the little things and have my little money I'm trading in addition to what they're doing. You know, I mean, I want to do that too. Like, I just think that the knowledge is so important. And to be able to have the conversation, you said you're underperforming, and to confidently be able to articulate how you know they're underperforming instead of taking what they say at face value, especially as Black women. I mean, we are the fastest growing segment in the United States in starting businesses and even growing businesses. But the statistics still tell us that approximately, you know, that the vast majority of Black woman owned businesses is generating $24,000 to $28,000 a year. Well, that's a whole problem, because who can live on that, especially when we have 60% of Americans who are living paycheck to paycheck and 92% of people who struggle with financial anxiety. That's not enough money. And if there's a way for us to learn a skill that can increase the amount of change we have, yeah, I'm all for that. I'm so all for it.
Me too. And the thing is, it's not something that we just talk about, but we've seen it work. Like, yeah. We've seen people who have invested and then been able to use that to, for me, one of my students, she actually is paying for her parents right now. She, mm-hmm. her parents, which is, it's so crazy timing that things work out. She had quit her job and retired, but then she had her parents come and stay with her, and both of them got ill at the same time.
Oh, wow.
She's like, Terry, how in the world was I supposed to take care of both of my parents at the same time? She started investing because she had been in my course for a while. And that mm-hmm. money from investing pays for her parents' health care. So it's about being able to have freedom and do things like that with your money.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's so good. That's so good. Well, we already know everybody's going to go and get into the challenge. Again, we'll share all of the details in the show notes so everybody can go and get their seat reserved. And for those of you who register for the challenge through my special link, we have a bonus gift that we're going to give you, which I will let you go figure that out when you go to the page, but I'm excited about it. We're going to keep working on this making money move and really teach you the principles of money so that you no longer ever, ever, ever in your life have to ever again say, I can't afford it, or that's too expensive. That you will actually be sitting in the seat of creating whatever you need to do whatever it is you desire, because that is important as women, especially as Black women, equally, especially, but just in general, like, we are to experience wealth in every way. That is why we are here, to be abundant, to experience abundance, to move in and around abundance as the beings that we were created to be. Terry, before I let you go, I always like to, number one, I want to give you the floor if there's anything else on your heart and spirit that you would like to share. And then we'll round out our time together with our three Move to Millions Wisdoms questions. But before that, you have the floor. Anything that's on your heart you want to share?
I just want to come back to all the people that are crying in the bathroom. That was my big why. I needed a way to get out. And at the time, I felt like, well, I've been in education for 10 years. This is all that I know. I don't have enough money to be able to do something different. But when I started being successful in the stock market, it gave me that ability to breathe a little better, to have options of, do I stay or do I leave? Like, it just allowed me to be able to actually start making decisions for myself versus out of a have to do this type of way. So that's really who I encourage to show up. Everybody can use the information we're about to bring. But if you have any desire in your life to be able to have more options and opportunity just to make the decisions that you want, that's who I would say should come. And then one other thought is, this is definitely a God thing. So for all those people out there that are God girls making millions, pray for us. Pray as all the speakers are coming. Pray as we encourage people to come. 100,000 people in one space is a big goal. And we know that something is going to try to come against us. So I just ask for your prayers too. Pray that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, yeah. which is what will happen, you know, but pray for us.
Awesome. So good. I can't wait. I cannot wait to hear all of the testimonials on the flip side, the people who did it afraid, who did it without certainty, who did it because they felt an unction in their spirit that they needed to participate because this is a God thing and God will be fully present the entire time. All of that, I just get excited about hearing how, you know, they were able to establish a retirement fund or they were able to retire their spouse or they were able to take care of their parents or they're able to finally take that trip for 3 months around the world. Whatever the reason, gaining this skill set does to create for you more of the life that you desire to live. I know, Terry, you say, you know, people ought to be able to trade and travel, like see the world, get out there and experience really, yes. all of the fullness of God in every possible way. So that really, really excites me. Okay. So before we go, we got 3 wisdom questions. I do this primarily, Terry, because we don't often talk about business related topics, but this is technically a business podcast. We're a business podcast in the spirituality category. Now, try to figure that one out.
Yes.
But I just like to make sure we ground our time together as business women who have amassed an amazing amount of success and help other people to be able to do the same. So what's the one book that if someone were to call you tomorrow and say, Terry, I need a book. I need a book to read that will help me, ground me, change my situation so I can continue making this money. I can continue being the best version of myself. What is the book that you would point them to?
Move to Millions by Dr. Danielle Jerry Herman.
Well, all right then. Listen, it's an amazing book. It'll change their life. It'll change their life. All right. Quote. What's the quote that when you're having a moment, when you're having a moment that just keeps you grounded and reminds you that your God is big and he can do exceeding and abundant above all you could ever ask of, think, or imagine according to that power that's at work within you. What do you quote? What do you speak over yourself?
Right now it is, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Awesome. Both really.
And you quotes. Have not because you ask not.
Listen, that one right there, right? Listen. And then lastly, is there one tool that you have sworn by as you have built your business to and beyond the $1 million mark? I know you're over 8 figures at this point. What's the tool that you and your team relish, come back to, are constantly checking and using in order to keep your companies moving?
Really love the CNBC network. I love the CNBC channel for financial news. And then I also love the CNBC app. That's okay. Those two are really important to me.
Nice. I love it. This has been phenomenal. I am so excited about the challenge. Again, I just say thank you. Yeah, I really have no words. When you asked me, I was like, oh my gosh, she thinks well of me. That's what I thought. Like, and especially because I didn't even know the other speakers at that point. So then when I saw who I'm going to be sharing the stage with, I was like,
you should tell them. You should tell them.
Let me pop my little collar because I must be something. So I'm excited and I'm really, really grateful to be in your space and to spend time with you and the other amazing speakers that are going to be there. And just to watch how God shows up and shows out and how we get this money moving on this planet and shifting generational curses and reversing the things that have been said about us for centuries and just literally watch wealth unfold. Like I'm excited. It's going to be an amazing time. So make sure you get all of the details and get your seat for the Take Your First Trade Challenge with Terry Igioma and our special guest speakers, Robert Hartwell, Rachel Rogers, Anthony O'Neill, Tiffany Alice, and your girl, Dr. Danielle Jerry Harmon. It is going to be amazing. And we will see you guys there. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness. How are you feeling? Is your body one big iceberg too? Like, are you literally still feeling the presence of the Lord? I am on the edge of my seat because that was such a powerful conversation. Y'all, it was so good that I started out taking notes and then eventually I just leaned all the way into everything Terry was saying. And I don't have a lot of notes on my piece of paper, but I can talk about I'll never see the Hebrews 11:1 the same ever again. Because if you're not hoping for something, there is no faith. And making sure the goals and the dreams that you set are going to take God. Y'all, this was such an amazing conversation and an illustration of what it looks like to think big, to play big, to receive big, to expect God to do big in your life and in your business. I'm blown away. I'm blown away for you. I'm excited for you. Because if you haven't already gone and gotten your seat secured for the Take Your First Trade Challenge, especially if you have a financial advisor that's managing your investment portfolio, but you need the knowledge for yourself so that, like Terry, if your portfolio is underperforming, you can tell your advisor about himself because you've learned the stock market. Stop playing and go secure your seat at tradeandtravel.com/Dr. Darnielle. The time is now for you to make money move. And one of the ways to do that is to learn how to take your first trade. I love you guys so much. That's why I wanted to make sure I had this conversation with Terry so that she could stretch you to get you ready for what it is that God has for you. Again, I hear 1 Corinthians 2:9, your eyes haven't seen, your ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into your mind what God has for you, because he loves you. He loves you so much. And the desire to have a business that make millions, it was not your original thought and construct, it was his. And I want to help you to make it happen. So go get your seat for the Take Your First Trade Challenge, and I'll see you during the challenge. I'll see you guys next time. We'll put all of Terry's deets in the show notes. If you want to go follow her on Instagram, etc., we'll put all of that information there for you. But most importantly, right here, right now, you need to go get your seat secured for the Take Your First Trade Challenge. We'll see you guys next time. Take care.
Thank you for joining me for the Move to Millions podcast. The way I see it, you deserve a business that generates millions. We'd love to have you join us in May at Move to Millions Live to help you prepare, plan, and position your company for the $1 million mark. Visit Move to Millions event now to grab your seat. If you enjoyed our time together, do yourself a favor, head on over to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Until next time, remember, millions are your birthright, and to access them, you need only move. See you next time. Take care.